This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC. Equal housing limit.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either 2 or 3 of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Air professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Cure, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening. Welcome, welcome. It's a full moon fever here in the studio tonight.
Hey, right. Full moon, and Hobbo is back in studio.
I know, and that's a little scary.
Blessing. It's a blessing to you.
It's a little scary.
No question about it.
This movie, Wolfman, I think it's based on your life.
And absolutely. Absolutely. We got a great show tonight. Yeah, we got my former teammate and Everett Case Award winner, Wally Walker.
He still talks to you?
We got Boyd Rawls. We got Paul Collins. We got lots of good news and information, even though the news on the transfer portal is pretty good. So
yes.
Paul will be excited about that. The news on the basketball front, not so good. But
Hobbo, I think you should have gone with the team to the West Coast.
You know, they were out there a week.
I know. You would have loved that.
I know.
Maybe you could have fought the forest fires while you were out there.
Well, I think they were in a different part of California. But at any rate, hey, Wally is with us. Wally, we appreciate your taking a couple of minutes to call in tonight.
Hobbo and Frank, good talking to you guys. Happy New Year. I was out on the West Coast, and I've got 3 kids. They're all okay, but they live in L.A., so...
Wow.
It's been an interesting week for our family, yeah.
Now, did you actually go to Los Angeles?
No, I went out to see some of our folks, and I was at the game at Stanford on Saturday and came back last night.
Okay.
Wow.
Hey, listen, I wanted you to clarify. Yeah, I think you've been in this job approximately a year. Is that right?
Yeah, just over. Right.
And tell me a little bit about VAF versus CAV futures versus what you're doing, or is it all mixed together? How does that work?
Well, we all talk and cooperate, and we all have the same goal. We want nothing but success for Virginia Athletics. But there are, you know, differences in kind of mission. And CAV Futures, is a collective, and that's about all about to change as well, because the rules are changing based on the settlement of a lawsuit. I think, as you guys know, and probably your listeners, we've had this collective, the CAV Futures and the CAV Futures Foundation. The CAV Futures Foundation has been the vehicle where our fans, our donors, can contribute money. It's been tax deductible. I'm not here to give tax advice, but that's gone into a collective, and that's what, when you see these big deals done, for the most part, they've been from someone's collective from a donor. The other, the CAV Futures, which is the original, and I believe the original intent for NIL, is the commercial-based NIL, where, some company, and we've got a bunch of great companies here, Good Feet comes to mind, because, I think they got a presence in Richmond, too, runs ads, uses our athletes, and the athletes get compensated for that, which, Hobbo, I think you and I could agree, it should have been happening back in the early 70s, too. What's going to change if the lawsuit goes through as proposed and the terms are out there, is House versus NCAA, is that the donor base, the CAF Futures Foundation, in our case, will go away, and there'll be a revenue share. With it. In other words, the athletic departments will be paying athletes directly starting July 1st, 2025.
And what kind of formula will be, or is that up to the individual schools, or will the court lay that out? I'm trying to figure out, you know, how much goes to football, basketball, how much goes to women?
That's the right question. Everyone's asking that. The schools do have discretion. You know, it's really, you know, the whole thing is crazy, of course, and we got to deal with it. I mean, the horse left the barn, so we got to you know, succeed with it, and we're working on that. And I heard you guys reference the football portal, and that's, I think, Exhibit A right now, because we raised some money, some generosity, and we've got some data analysis, and we got our folks working hard, and had a lot of success there. So that has all changed in 0 to 60. So the allocation, like I said, there will be discretion from the schools, but there'll be an effective salary cap, which is projected to be for the 25-26 season, $20.5 million, you know, per school. But guess what? The schools don't have to spend it. They don't have to. But, you know, our belief, as I think most of the Power Four conference schools, is if you don't, you're just not going to be competitive. So, you know, that's our intention. But, you know, stating the obvious, you know, we need money.
Well, when you left the left coast and moved out to Charlottesville to help the University of Virginia, and I commend you for taking on the assignment. Lord knows I don't think you needed to take a job at UVA. You did it out of the goodness of your heart, apparently. And did you ever think in a million years you'd be stepping into all this?
I knew it was a challenge, of course, because NIL was already in motion, but it's accelerated in a way that I don't think anyone foresaw. If someone tells you that they knew this was going to happen a year ago, I think put both hands on your wallet, because you know they're after something, and your money, and not in a good way, probably not a legal way. So, you know, the things, it's funny, we joked about it, the things that, you know, schools just get put on probation for, or athletes suspended, or worse, are now legal. So, you know, that's our reality. And, you know, University of Virginia is going to do things right and honorably. But we, within that, we've still got to be aggressive and make sure we're you know, putting a competitive foot forward that you know, allows us to recruit and get the talent we need.
We're visiting with my former teammate and former Virginia great, Wally Walker. Wally, if you were appointed NCAA executive director instead of Charlie Baker, are there two or three things you would like to see that might improve the situation going forward?
Well, we need a structure. We need a system. And it ideally would be similar to the professional leagues, of course, which I spent some time, you know, with the salary cap, a dozen years of my adult life with the NBA salary cap. But it's a good system in that, well, you know, players benefit, got compensated well, you know, teams and the league, you know, had parameters. And, you know, there was a way for everyone, you know, with good management to succeed, or at least, you know, be economic. And if you manage really well, you can win a title and be economic. There are a lot of folks that aren't. And it's funny, a lot of owners, by definition, have been very successful in life and, you know, are very wealthy, and they kind of forget the principles that made them wealthy when they are becoming owner of a pro sports team. So there's always going to be that, and always has been. But to answer your question, Hob, I'll try with this. We need a system similar to what the pro leagues have, in that, you know, you've got a defined amount or a cap. You've got rules by which, you know, teams, schools can't tamper with your players while they're you know, playing for you. You've got rules of the road. It should be nice to have agents who are registered and qualified, like the pro leagues have. And so there's a code, there's some ethics and a system around that. The silver bullet, and I can't handicap the politics on this. I've heard some people are optimistic, and I, you know, how about you? I know some politicians.
You do. Wally's brother was a member of Congress for, what, 20-some years, I think?
Yeah, 20 years, 10 terms. Yeah. And I've asked them and some of my brother's old close friends who are still really engaged politically, what are the odds of us getting federal legislation, which is a silver bullet for college sports? And, you know, some think, well, you know, it's a juicy topic. Somebody might want to be the savior of that. But some others have said, well, you know, there'll be so much regional conflict. You know, one state won't want to do something that they think benefits another state more than them, and they think they deserve more, and very dubious about getting a deal done. But here's what would do it. Like the pro sports have the antitrust exemption, so there can't be antitrust lawsuits, which is this House versus NCAA suit that, you know, prevents alleged, you know, antitrust, so, you know, anybody can go out and earn whatever the market will bear. But the antitrust exemption that the pro sports have allow for collective bargaining between the players' unions and the league. So you have a negotiation, which ends up, by the way, revenue share, but then you have certainty, and you have a system, and you've got, you know, guardrails. We've got none of that in college sports now. So what we require, we think, is, you know, some form of legislation that allows that antitrust exemption to go for colleges, even though college athletes aren't employees, because by definition, collective bargaining is between employees and their union and their this entity on the other side. In this case, would be the pro sports leagues.
You know, I think there's a chance now that the makeup of the new Congress, and I know there was some legislation, I think, that floated around last time. Senator Tuberville, the former Auburn football coach, might hopefully take the lead on something like that.
And Joe Manchin was, I think, the co-sponsor, so it was bipartisan. Joe Manchin, of course, no longer going to be in the Senate. But, yeah, there could be room for a deal, and I hope my skeptical political friends are wrong. And, well, you know, I can't handicap that. Our federal legislators have a few other things on their plate. Will they get to it? Will they deem it important enough to look at? Well, if there's a groundswell, and, you know, listen, guys, people care. They're passionate about their teams and their college sports and their conferences. So maybe there is some political juice there.
Let me ask you this, Wally, because I see if the train goes down the tracks in the direction of making this more professional, so to speak, not that it already isn't, because they're getting paid, I see a huge culture shift amongst the fans and the universities. And the thing I fear is that there will be a giant pullback. Is there any way that the presidents of the universities and the ADs can come together and work with the NCAA to come up with a system whereby there would be guardrails, where there would be parameters, where there would be rules that every school signed off on, and then fight for it like crazy, because, you know, some little kid in San Jose State is going to get a lawyer and try to sue? But, yeah, I mean, is there another way? Because I'm afraid if you get the legislatures involved, you know, in Congress, it's going to be a boondoggle.
Well, but Frank, maybe I didn't say this well.
Okay,
there are going to be these lawsuits and antitrust lawsuits for somebody to say, you know, you're preventing me from making, you know, the most money I can make by having these rules, unless there's a system that is collectively bargained between, you know, the college athletes. And if the NCAA is representing all the universities, and so that's the system we have, or whether it's NCAA or somebody else,
yep,
where there's a deal there to provide those ground rules. Frank, there isn't a university or anybody in college athletics that I know or have talked to that doesn't want what you just described. It's just the process to get there, they think, And they convinced me that the only way to do that is through federal legislation. You can't do it state by state because everyone's going to, you know, carve out their, you know, what they think benefits them. And okay. So anyway, that's the only way to do it.
The other problem, of course, is once the federal courts get involved, that sort of dictates it's going to have to be the federal legislature to deal with it. Wally, we got a minute or so left. Any possible adjustment or tweak to the portal system? You know, I read the other day that last year there were 1,089 Division I basketball players that went into the portal. So this is crazy. Is there any way of trying to restrict that?
And there, right now, the latest number that I've got, there's 2,612 have entered in college football this year.
Yeah.
And only 1,333, as of like 4 o'clock today, had committed somewhere, which means almost half the kids that went in the portal are just out there in limbo, and they're not aligned with one school, but they're out.
They may not even get picked up.
They may never get picked up.
But, you know, the old rules were you transfer, you had to sit out. Is there any chance of maybe trying to, if you get one or two transfers, and then you have some restriction?
Everyone would like that. I've said this a lot. I probably said it to you guys in the recent past. You know, if I'm an NBA general manager, and you know, hypothetically, and I allowed my whole roster to become a free agent every year, you know, I'd be fired because no one would run any professional franchise and allow their whole team to be a free agent every year. You just wouldn't do it. You have to stagger your contracts. You have to have longer contracts and commitments. But guess what? That's what every single college coaching program has right now. I'm told there are legal reasons that again, for me, I'm talking about the law. I'm practicing without a license. I'm sure that's obvious. So, but again, it's antitrust that you can't prevent somebody from transferring if they want to. So they don't believe that's a winnable case. So from what I know, there is no hope in the horizon that the transfer portal, which we all wish would be, you know, not so easy to go year to year and want to be free agents, will change.
Well, it's unfortunate. Wally, we want to thank you, as always, for joining us. It's always...
Keep the phone handy. We're going to need to stay in touch.
Yeah,
things are changing fast.
Frank and Hubba, we need to know.
We're getting ready to be aggressive in the basketball portal, too, so stay tuned.
All right.
Listen, take care. Thank you, Wally. All right.
Thanks.
Headed to break. We got the Ortho Virginia Injury Report coming up, and wasn't that fun with Wally Walker? All right, stay with us. Who's Talk continues.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hi, this is Boyd Ross. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together, we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
I wish the UVA basketball team could get on the magic bus. Maybe consume a few things and start playing basketball.
The problem is they're starting the bus about 10 minutes before the game's over because they want to get out of there.
Well, there's something wrong. Anyway, all right, we are very fortunate tonight to have none other than good friend and sponsor and valuable contributor, no less, Dr. Boyd Rawls joining us. Boyd, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, are you back home or are you still at the office?
I'm over in the OR.
Oh my goodness! You know, they say there's a doctor shortage coming. Maybe it's already here, and I think it's because you doctors have to work too hard. You know, you get there early, you stay late, you got to do paperwork, bureaucracy.
You got to deal with insurance companies.
Yeah. So we're
labor of love.
We're glad you're a doctor, and I had recent experience with someone near and dear.
Oh, fiddle faddle! Just get on with it.
With a cortisone shot in the hand, thumb. Tell us a little bit. I'm sure you run into a lot of that, particularly with ice on the streets and everything. People falling down and trying to support themselves with their hand, wrist, whatever. Cortisone shot is to do what? Help the healing and get rid of inflammation, or what?
Well, it really just gets rid of inflammation. You know, it's a very sort of focal delivery of, you know, there's several different types, you know, of medication like that, you know, into in an area, either, you know, a tendon sheath, or, you know, a lot of times into a joint, such as the, you know, basal joint of the thumb. And that helps to reduce inflammation, reduce swelling, you know, make things feel better. And, you know, for certain things, you know, for instance, there's some types of tendonitis like trigger fingers and things like that. Where, you know, something's just too swollen to kind of glide and act like it should. You know, cortisone injection, you know, sometimes can be kind of a cure for that. You know, a lot of times we're injecting things like, you know, arthritis exacerbations, and it's not something that's going to change the appearance of the x-ray, or maybe even the, you know, progression of things over the years, but certainly, you know, can make things feel better, you know, sometimes for a while. So it's a pretty big part of my practice and most of my partners.
So let's talk about
Just for a moment here, this kid, Christian Bliss, the point guard of Virginia, who has chosen not to play, which has got to be the weirdest thing in the world. Half the season is in front of him, and he doesn't even want to fight for the job. He just wants to try to heal up and then restore as much eligibility as he can.
That's weird, because in the old days, guys were upset because they weren't playing.
That's right.
They didn't try not to play.
Never heard of a guy that tried to avoid playing. Anyway, Bliss had ankle surgery last year. He's had foot pain this year. And then the doctors cleared him. Now, I know you at some point have cleared an athlete with a hand wrist injury,
mm-hmm.
and what does that actually mean?
Well, I mean, to me, that means that you know, whatever the problem was, you know, whether it was a fracture or, you know, something that's been torn or something like that, is healed, you know, to the point where I feel comfortable allowing them to, you know, get back and participate, you know, in, you know, whatever their full level of play is, you know, whether that's contact or what, you know. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they are, you know, going to start out, you know, 100% either or be pain free. You know, so he's probably battling some of that, I would assume.
Well, he's now battling a bad PR situation.
Absolutely.
Boyd, we want to thank you and Ortho Virginia for all the great work and support. It's been a fantastic year, and I'm glad there's no major injuries to discuss.
No.
But we certainly appreciate all that you do, all right?
And belated Happy New Year to everybody out there at Ortho Virginia.
Y'all too. Thank you.
All right, we're going to head to break. Come back on the other side. We got Paul Collins. We're going to tackle the football situation with the transfer portal. Stay with us.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Maxwell Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Has special bumper music tonight based on what, the full moon or something?
Yeah, you gotta love the full moon. So Warren Zevon got a little airtime.
Well, you know, it's been very bright out there, no question about it. So hope you're enjoying the full moon. And we got our friend Paul Collins, a friend, former offensive lineman under George Welsh back in the George Welsh era, a sponsor. A very knowledgeable guy on Virginia football, and he's going to bring us up to date with all the good news on the transfer portal front.
Well, I don't know if he's going to provide all those stats, but he has been tracking this, and we've had a good conversation today. Paul, welcome to Who's Talking tonight.
Wahoo! Wah! When's baseball season?
Hey, we're going to talk about that soon enough.
Yeah,
but the baseball, apparently it's looking pretty good this year.
Well, you got a great coach.
Number two, preseason, baby.
Great coach. Hopefully they won't.
Hey, the boys of spring and summer. We could use a little spring and summer. It's been cold out there.
Yeah, sir.
Hubba doesn't like the cold weather.
That's right. You know, my blood's thinning as I get older.
I'm in alignment. I'm in alignment. Everything hurts as you get older.
Yeah.
All right, Paul. So, by my count, as of like 4 o'clock today, Virginia has 17 commitments from the portal, people transferring to the U. They lost 19, but I looked down the list of the 19 that are gone, and the only players that got meaningful time and had a meaningful contribution were Malachi Fields, Anthony Calandria, Ty Furnish, DJ Jones at the end of the season got some reps, and I noticed he has not found another school. I would go back and go get him.
Well, Furnish hasn't found a school either, so.
Yeah, go get him back. He's played for 3 years for Cornell. Ben Smiley's gone to UConn, so that's a demotion. But Nanana, an offensive guard, right guard, he's gone to North Texas, so that was a straight-up
look
trade.
Like Tarzan, play like Jane.
Yes, so we got Chandler Morris, the quarterback, and they can have Nanana. Bryce Carter played a little, I think. Malcolm Green played a little bit at cornerback, but Kobe Pace and Tony Musket and Jonas Sanker and those guys, their eligibility expired. They didn't go in the pool, but somehow Virginia's got to find a way to replace their production. I do like Chandler Morris, the quarterback from North Texas. He threw for 30-some touchdowns this year and some good yardage, and he is a true six-footer, not a 5-foot-8-inch Mighty Mouse.
Yeah. Well, listen, on paper, with the portal, what's coming in on the portal on offensive line and the quarterback position, we've upgraded positions in the portal on the O-line, thank you, Jesus, for the first time in years.
In a while.
And at the quarterback position with the kid from Nebraska, you know, learning the system, and the kid from North Texas, who's a player. I've actually went back and watched some of his YouTube stuff. So he's an upgraded quarterback. You got an upgraded offensive line. So I would say just tell you, on paper, better in than out.
Yes. And on top of that, there are two quarterbacks coming in this year that are high school seniors right now that are very good players. And
you've got another round of the portal coming up. Round of the portal.
After spring camp, springtime, you can go get some more. The players that I'm excited about, based upon everything we've read and seen, Devin Neal, the safety from Louisville, has good experience, and they need him because they lost Sanker. Like Monroe Mills, this offensive tackle from Louisville. He's played at like 18 schools, but I don't care.
I don't care either.
He's the real deal. He can block.
Yep. Center's the real deal.
Yeah, they got this. Hold on, you jumped ahead of me, but here he is. Brady Wilson from UAB is a very good center. They got this guard from Illinois, Kevin Wigginton.
He's a house. He's big.
Yeah.
That's what we like. We like big guys.
I think he goes to the buffet every day. We got a defensive lineman, Hunter Osborne, from Alabama.
Well, that's always encouraging. I like to know where they're coming from, so that's good.
He's better than most. I like bear with me a second. I'm looking for this guy's name. He's from Nevada, Las Vegas. Fisher.
Yeah, the defensive end.
Yes.
Defensive end, he's a heck of a pass rusher.
He's a stand-up linebacker, edge rusher from Nevada, Las Vegas. Fisher K-Mack.
Now,
the first sack we get is the first pressure from the edge we get is going to be the first we've had in a couple of years.
Well, I'm
on board.
The cheering is going to be unbelievable.
Where do you both think the needs still remain?
Well, I've already said that in my newsletter. If you read the newsletter...
I can't read.
I know. We are well aware. He's from Western Pennsylvania.
Paint by colors, Frank. Paint by colors.
I know. Would you put more pictures in that newsletter so I can understand?
If I gave him a book of crayons, he'd be happier.
I think you're going to need to find a receiver. You're going to, Malachi, I know we've got some.
They got to find a star receiver, not some guy from North Carolina Central. Nothing against the young man, but I don't know who he's played against.
But you're going to have to wait till the spring, and you're going to have to get a disgruntled two in the SEC, or even a disgruntled two in the ACC. But you're going to have to get a a guy that's got some talent. But yeah, Malachi's the glaring difference. I mean, I get why he did what he did. You can't knock the kid, but that's still, to me, probably our biggest pressing need is that big wide receiver.
And I, for the life of me, why J.R. Wilson decided to leave was just a head scratcher. J.R. Wilson.
Well, sometimes, Frank, not everybody leaves because of playing time. Sometimes they're leaving because their academics aren't in order. And I'm not saying that about the kids, so don't put words in my mouth. But I'm just telling you that every time we hear a kid leave, it's not necessarily all about football.
Well, J.R. Wilson caught a ball in the spring game, made a beautiful spin move, and went all the way to the house. And I was like, whoa, we need him. Now, by my count, Virginia could use another offensive lineman or two. They need a tight end. A whole bunch of tight ends for Virginia lost eligibility.
They get the hurt kid from Clemson back.
Yeah, and we'll find out if he can ever play. I think you need another edge rusher because we haven't had a pass rush in like 3 years. I think they could use another linebacker, and certainly a couple of quality running backs. They lost Kobe Pace and what's the other boy's name? I'm drawing a blank.
Well, we need Xavier
Brown.
You just need him healthy, and he needs to stay healthy, and he should have been 1A this past year, but is what it is. He's talented. He's clearly, the guy. If you got a bigger offensive line to help him, I'm okay. You're correct. You got to get depth, but I don't think you need a 1A back. You've got a 1A back that didn't get 1A reps.
Yes, I agree. Xavier Brown. Now, Jack Greasy, if he can get healthy, he has shown me some things over the years, but he's never been healthy. He's had hernias. He's had this. He's had hips.
What year will he be?
He'll be a senior, but he'll only be
senior
with a red shirt. So he still would have another year. Trell Harris is back. The little fast Sedarian Harrison is a lightning bolt, but he's about 5'3". But I think you're going to have to play him because he has raw speed. The offense,
again, if we can ever get Dez to throw a screen pass, and then you've got a screen. Listen, size can be, smaller stature can be to your benefit in a screen game
or jet sweeps. But honestly, I don't think the guy knows that that's something you can use in football. I've watched these games, and Dez Kitchens is the most confusing guy.
Am I correct? There have been no coaching changes, right?
No, he said he's sticking with him.
No, he had a 2-year deal. I think they had to extend some of these guys to keep him in camp. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, unfortunately, Tony came from that Clemson-based system where everybody was 6'12", 415 pounds, and ran 4.5 40s, and that's not us. And so I don't think he still learned to change his offense to his personnel versus having a Clemson-style offense where you got monsters all across the field. That's just not us.
Well, not yet.
Well, I do like this. The 19 players they got in the high school kids, they seem promising. They were all 3-stars, and most of them appeared to have played significant roles for their teams, and I like that. Yep. And they got that quarterback and the wide receiver from up there was it Deerfield?
I'm not sure.
I can't remember which the academy was, but the guy's a player, and I think there's hope there. But they still have got to work hard, after spring camp and go find a few more, because there are going to be injuries, and Virginia has excelled in that category. Virginia in the last 3 years under Tony Elliott, we have won the injury report card. Maybe this guy.
So you got to look into what's going on in the training program. You got to look into the holistic health of the kids. I don't know what they are or aren't doing. Are they stretching? Are they doing yoga? Are they doing hyperbaric chambers?
They're eating yogurt and sitting in their fancy chairs and in the football operations center.
Eating bonbons. I think one thing too that needs to be said is that I've been pretty critical of the school's admission stance, academic side of things.
Yeah.
It certainly looks like they got in sync with the needs of the football team this round. Let's hope it stays that way, because football, again, I don't like it, but this is the new football. You're going to lose 30 players every year. You're going to lose 15 to 20 to graduation, and you're going to lose 10 to 20 in the portal every single year. So every single year we're going to have this conversation. Who are we bringing in? Who are we losing? And it's going to be a lot of people, especially with the new scholarship rule, 105 or whatever the number is, 105, 110. So your academic, your admissions side has to be in sync. And let's face it, they were not. They have not been. Period in the story, they have not been.
And they fought Al Groh tooth and nail.
Oh, they fought. Listen, they fought George. They fought Al. They fought Mike. They fought Bronco. It's been an ongoing battle. It's just in their DNA. They're aghast. They don't want to be called Virginia Tech, a football school, right? I mean, they get creepy crawlies when you say, oh, we don't want to be Virginia Tech because they're only known for football. So I get that, but you got to have a happy medium. And Michigan can do it. If Notre Dame can do it, if SMU can do it.
Heck, Duke is letting people in. Come on.
Duke, yeah.
Duke.
So you know what Bobby Kremen said?
Duke is Duke. You know, but they,
we called him Puke. Pete Gillis said Duke.
We never mentioned Michigan, quoting somebody else.
Oh. But
Paul, they'll forever be Puke to me.
Paul, we got 2 minutes. Thoughts as they go through winter training and conditioning in preparation for spring.
So the locker room's paramount. So you look at Florida State; they can go buy any player they want. They had a disastrous portal year because their locker room absolutely horrific. So I would just tell you, bringing in all these new faces and new guys, locker room, team culture, team events, that's going to be paramount to success in the field. I don't care what your talent is, your results always equal your locker room first. If your locker room's a disaster, your on-field results, just look at Mike Norvell in Florida State. So
Yes. That's
going to be a thing with not just us, but other programs. What do you do when you have all these transitional people coming in and out?
Hey,
that would be my biggest thing is just, you know, creating a team culture.
Yes, okay. I will take that to the bank. I want to point out one thing. According to 247 Sports, UVA is ranked fourth in the ACC as of today compared to their ACC brethren in their portal pickups. And only Louisville, Miami, and Florida State have beaten them in the portal. Now, nipping at their heels, Carolina, Wake, VPI, Boston College, and Duke.
Is there a closing date on the portal, or is it go on forever?
Well, the portal will go all the way through the end of the football season. Well, hold on. The players that are in the championship game, the CFP championship game, they have 5 days after the championship, and they can go in the portal.
Or if your coach gets fired.
Right.
Yep.
That's right. But I'm encouraged, and, I think there could be a better fall in the works if these coaches can do a better job getting them ready between now and late August, early September. Hey, Paul, thank you.
If not, when's the first pitch?
Yes. Yeah, don't be saying that. I got lacrosse, too. Hey,
we'll get there. We're going to have a happy spring and a better fall.
We got to let you go.
All right, thank you, boys. Paul.
Stay with us. Who's Talking continues.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
that.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our seven offices in Richmond or walk into one of our three ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Oh, yeah. Who's Talking is back, 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 back. You got to love that. Orange Crush, R.E.M. And they crushed it with that song.
I was going to say, the Orange Crush kind of fizzled yesterday in the playoff game. Denver knocked out early.
Yeah, I think we're more of an Orange Crush than they are. They're the Mile High Wild Men. But, you know, hey, you got to give Jaden Daniels and my Commanders, a.k.a. the Skins.
I know.
High five.
Congratulations. They get to go to play the Detroit Lions.
And you know
next
what?
Next Saturday night. Could be a good game.
You know how I compare that thing? David
and Goliath.
Entering the arena to battle Goliath, because those big, bad Lions are tough.
Well, Jaden Daniels has made a huge difference for the Commanders. Still hard not to call them the Redskins. But how about the Friday's Olympic report? You know, I mean,
Friday's.
We got the menu right here. Some of my favorites.
Loaded, Friday's to go, man.
Loaded potato skins.
Oh.
I've always been a fan of that. mozzarella sticks and Frank's favorite, whiskey glazed sesame chicken strips.
Oh, my goodness.
He's starting to get hungry right
I'm
now.
I'm salivating. Pass the beer.
And so we always thank our friends at Friday's, Tony Grillo, and the restaurants here locally. They've been a sponsor for many years, and we appreciate their support. Just a couple things on the Olympic front. We've already made reference to the fact that two different polls have the Virginia baseball team in the preseason. One has Virginia ranked two, the other one three. So obviously Brian O'Connor and his folks are looking forward to another great spring and hopefully summer out in Omaha.
Brian O'Connor is just a terrific guy. His nickname is Oak, and that's because he's just as steady as an oak tree. He keeps doing it the right way every single year.
He has really built the program extraordinarily well. And we talked a little bit briefly last week about the men's lacrosse schedule being released. First game is at home against Colgate on February the 8th, and then
Cannot wait. It might be freezing, but it's going to be a great game.
It will be freezing, and then February 15th, the Richmond Spiders travel up 64, down 64, whatever direction it is. I guess it's up from Richmond.
And we better make sure that we have the right referees working that game to give them a little payback, because every year I've seen the Cavaliers play the Spiders in Robin Stadium, the officiating has been just bizarre.
And we know Lars Tiffany's group is always a national title contender. Have we seen anything relative to what they're ranked in the preseason?
You know, I have not seen that. I will have that for the next show.
All right. Speaking of the next show, it is Monday, January 20th, Inauguration Day, and also National Championship Football Day. And we'll have the voice of the Hoos, John Freeman, will be on. Dr. O will be our orthopedic guy, and we're still waiting for confirmation on Connor Davis.
Yeah, we're hoping Connor Davis. And if you know Connor, please give him a little elbow or a little nudge or a text or an email and say, hey, Connor, they're waiting to hear whether you're going to do it.
This is a resume enhancement to be a guest on Who's Talking.
Yes, and he's former UVA offensive lineman. And
we have a waiting list to be on the show.
Yeah, good grief. Come on, Connor. All right. How about, what else have we got?
We got basketball, a disappointing trip to California. They were out there for a week and came up empty. Two bad losses over the weekend, losing by 23 points to Stanford. They come home to JPJ Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. Frank's already said he's going to go to the contest.
I will be there. You talk about night. Talk about diehard, man.
He really is against the Ponies of SMU, a good basketball team, so it's going to be a challenge. And then, unfortunately, speaking of challenges, we have to go to Louisville on Saturday to play a very good Louisville team that's getting better seemingly every game.
A team that, by the way, they jettisoned the entire team, replaced, I think, all the assistant coaches and the head coach, and now all of a sudden they're a top 20 team.
Yeah, the one, NIL and the portal, it used to be if you change coaches, it would take 2 or 3 years to put in your program. But now NIL and portal allow you to go from bad to really good almost overnight.
Last to first. All right, let's talk about the college football playoff. As I have said from the beginning, I thought Notre Dame would be there, and they did get there. They did not look pretty in the last game, but they did enough, and they're going to face Big Bad Ohio State and their multi-million-dollar payroll.
Well, I don't think Notre Dame is poverty-stricken. They're probably they're paying their players, too.
They're not spending the money that Ohio State is.
No, Ohio State and Texas probably have the largest athletic budgets.
Ohio State is favored by 8.5, and I say take the points, baby.
It should be a good game.
Take the points. I think Ohio State and Riley Leonard at quarterback, former Duke quarterback, they're going to make this game competitive, and they're not going to go away. And, you know, I think Notre Dame has the athletes on defense to hold this thing tight. Riley Leonard has got to play a good to great game, and we'll see.
Yeah, we'll have more about that on next Monday's show. I think the kickoff for the title game is probably 7:30, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, probably. They have probably pregame
on Monday night. I assume it's an ESPN broadcast or ABC. Should be a great game. You know, it's the culmination of the 12-team playoff. So we'll see who becomes the national champion. It would certainly be salvation for Ryan Day, having lost to Michigan a couple of times. He was taking a lot of heat.
Well, he deserved it. He tried to go muscle to muscle against Michigan, and he lost. I'd like to see them reduce the number of teams in the college football playoff to 8. But
yeah, that might make
sense. I think this thing has gone on too long.
Next week, regular time, 6 o'clock, with the voice of the Hoos, John Freeman, among others.
Yes. Stay with us. Hoos Talking back next week, 6 o'clock. Thanks for listening.
Talk to you then. Go Hoos.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.